Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast powered by Riverland Roofing. Hey, Ben Garrett, guess what? We're live.
Hey, friends. We're going to do this very often now. Billy and I just got back from Nashville, see, and it was like being on the ground floor of sports Facebook, right? You got like Shannon's up there doing his whole Mark Zuckerberg best thing. And one of the first things, or one of the main things we took away was, man, we got to start doing more live stuff, like right as it happens, dude. Ole Miss baseball opening day is today. So we're like, yeah, soft launch it a little bit. But man, we need to be going to the NCAA tournament when Ole Miss goes. You know, the combine, which we're going to talk about, program record 11 Rebels going to it. Hell, we might need to go live from Indianapolis, Bill. But yes, live Talk of Champions. Here we are, the first go of it. It's kind of fun. I'm like a little idiot on Christmas Day. I can't wipe the stupid grin off my face, you know?
Well, the comment six string already broke the ice in there in the YouTube comments. So appreciate him jumping in there. And look, for Ole Miss baseball fans, you're going to be in the comfy confines of a roofed baseball stadium. It looks like a big grill over there in Arlington, Globe Life Field. But Ben, you're also in a little studio, aren't you?
The Riverland Roofing Studios, the little house up top. Our friends Riverland Roofing powers Talk of Champions. For all your roofing needs, it's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, text or call. And no few, if any, are doing more for Ole Miss sports in the name, image, and likeness space, NIL. So give them your business. Again, 662-644-4297. The website is riverlandroofing.com. And on a personal note, Billy Landis, the man at Riverland Roofing, that's my dude. And he and his wife, Scott, are dealing with some stuff. So our prayers are with you. We love you, friend. And show them some love for powering what we do here in Talk of Champions. Now, I don't know what we call Bill's studio, but this... the Riverland Roofing. I call it studio. It's more like a little corner, you know, in my office or something like that. Maybe just like the flight jet studio, you know?
Yeah. One day when I get an office, my own office, I will open it up for sponsorships.
There you go.
And hey, hopefully next time the Rangers build a ballpark, Billy Landis, they get that deal to put the roof on it. We'll never hear from him again after that.
No, at that point, Bill's going to be on a beach somewhere. Here's the thing about Arlington and Globe Life. You know what I associate that with? The Braves.
Okay.
The Braves. Okay. I associate it with the Braves. The title that I'm looking at, you know, Jorge Soler holding up. I just think about Texas, and I love Globe Life. And Ole Miss is now in this tournament, the Shriners Children's College Showdown, for the second time since 2021. And what's crazy about that is in 2021, they faced three ranked opponents, three straight to open the year. This is the second time they've done that. And this time it's Arizona and Clemson and Texas. I messed up the order of Texas and Clemson. But last time they went to this place, the home of the Braves, when the Braves made it their home, I don't want to get too deep off into Braves playoff lore and stuff. But anyway, that's what I associated with. Ole Miss beat all three of those teams and left as the number one team in the country. They're unranked going into this because of back-to-back losing seasons. But I'm just saying, with Hunter Elliott back, hope springs eternal. Maybe history repeats itself and Ole Miss has an incredible opening weekend. Bottom line is, it's opening day. And few things are better in professional baseball, college baseball, sports in general, than opening day, man. I love opening day.
And I can tell you, as somebody who is completely new to this. For those that don't know, I joined Ole Miss Spirit back in November. And yes, so we are breaking the ice on Ole Miss baseball for me. And I wanted to ask you, Ben, as we get into this season, what are the three big things that you're watching this weekend? Because that's what I've got to watch. I haven't been around this team in the past. I know there's been the national championship. We've seen the downturn after that. But what are you now keeping an eye on? Because they open right off the bat Friday, 3 p.m. Central, with a top 25 team in Arizona. And by the way, at Texas Live, Revolver Brewery, you can come hang out with me. That's one of the perks of living in Arlington. We've got some Ole Miss Spirit subscribers as well coming. So shout out to those who are joining us. But yeah, what are your big three that you're kind of watching as a whole? Because it's a long season, but this is a challenging start.
Well, first of all, if you are in the Arlington area, you really got to go, because we're going to have to start doing those too, Bill. You know, like, not just Bill in Arlington, but Ben in the Grove. We're going to do lives and have meet and greets for the Spirit and all that kind of stuff. A lot of big things coming to 2025. So go to that if you're in the area, if you're in town for baseball, for Ole Miss baseball and the Shriners College or Children's College Showdown. Go and meet up with Bill, because that'd be a lot of fun. But number one, did you know, Bill, that Ole Miss, or Mike Bianco, in his 25 years as head coach of Ole Miss baseball, is finally trying something he's never tried before? The first thing I'm looking for is what he's trying. Do you know what that is?
I did read your article.
Thank you. OwenSpirit.com, Food of All Three. Sign up today for the low cost of $1. He's got a pitching coach for the first time in 25 years. Joel Mangrum came from the Cleveland Guardians organization. And this is a big change, not only because it shows you the desperation, because back-to-back losing seasons after the title, that's disastrous. Everyone said, well, Mike Bianco, there's one thing about Mike Bianco, he always has winning seasons. So winning the title, even if he's just what he's always been, which is get into the tournament and maybe frustrated falling short in the postseason, that will be enough because you have the title with it. And then he has back-to-back losing seasons. So trying something new with a pitching coach in Joel Mangrum, that is, I was told, the perfect mix of pro development and college scouting. And he's been in baseball before, a really good college baseball coach before he went to the Cleveland Guardians. He's been through these things before. But most interesting for me is – Mike Bianco is going to be hands-off. He's not going to be calling the pitches as he's called them for 24 years. He's not going to be making the mound visits. All of that is Joel Mangrum. And how that looks the first weekend is probably the most intriguing thing for me. Also because, don't let it be sold short, how important it was for Ole Miss to hire Joel Mangrum to retain guys like Hunter Elliott and Riley Maddux and Mason Nichols. Now, Mason Nichols went undrafted, but Riley Maddux and Hunter Elliott both could have gone pro, got drafted and were thinking about leaving. And Ole Miss, because of freed up NIL money with Andrew Fisher and Liam Dole transferring to Tennessee, and Liam Dole was recently announced as the Friday night starter for Tennessee, Ole Miss went into the draft saying, well, these guys could be drafted later than they expected. Let's allocate that money that's been freed up, surprisingly, and really build out our rotation through the draft. And that's exactly what they did. So Joel Mangrum, but it was more than just the money. They had to figure out a way to be more of a viable option than getting their professional career started. And that's where Joel Mangrum's expertise and that perfect blend of pro and college came into play. So something new for Mike Bianco at Ole Miss baseball. And I can't wait to see how it plays out, which bleeds then into my second what I'm looking most for, three things I'm looking most for this week. And the second one for Ole Miss baseball is Hunter Elliott. His velocity has ticked up. This is his first live appearance, or his first live appearance was in fall intersquads. That was his first live pitching performance in 2 years since coming off of Tommy John surgery. His health has been obviously the number one thing. He's finally healthy after 2 years and will be throwing his first game. He's the Friday night starter, which I think is notable in showing how healthy he actually is. I've heard his velocity's ticked up. Now, you're used to seeing Hunter Elliott hover in the high 80s, mostly with his fastball in games, and that's not really going to change. But he has hit or ticked up above 90 and hit 94 a couple of times in inter-squad. So a healthy Hunter Elliott is a game changer because he was the co-ace for Ole Miss with Dylan DeLucia when Ole Miss ran all the way to the title in 2022. So how Hunter performs today against Arizona, he's going to be the first guy along with Joel Mangrum and how that all works. And then third, the transfer hitters for Ole Miss offensively. I wanted to go with Campbell Smithwick, the second-year catcher for Ole Miss, both defensively and hitting in the middle of the order. Campbell Smithwick's going to be third or fourth, but now I'm looking more toward Isaac Humphrey and Mitchell Sanford and Ryan Mormon. Those guys are the most important for Ole Miss as far as how the lineup comes together. If one or all of those guys don't hit, it could really create some problems. But fortunately for Ole Miss, they have depth of options there as well. With guys like Colin Reuter and Austin Fawley, and they love Hayden Frederico. He's a freshman infielder. It's not just Owen Pano, but those transfer hitters, can they be everything Ole Miss needs them to be? Isaac Humphrey's going to lead off for Ole Miss probably, if not Luke Hill, then Isaac Humphrey will hit second, and then Mitch Sanford needs to settle in around Campbell Smithwick third or fourth. So those guys being the instant impact, what you recruit transfers to be, right? Tennessee didn't come steal Andrew Fisher to hit eighth for them. They want him to hit third. Same thing for Ole Miss with getting Isaac Humphrey from Louisville, Mitch Sanford from UNO, who was an all Sun Belt guy. Ryan Mormon from Illinois, he's got big power, even though he hasn't really hit for average yet. There's a lot to like about what this team could be, but it falls on the shoulders of those transfers being what Ole Miss recruited them to, and that is instant impact, step in and start from day one.
And we'll see Ole Miss take on Arizona at 3 p.m. Central. You can watch it on Flow College.
What is Flow College?
I think Flow College started as like Flow Hoops or whatever, you know, watching different basketball tournaments across the country. I don't know.
I just, what happened to the days of turning on either Channel 4 or Channel 24? Man, I don't even know what Flow Sports is. I know that Ole Miss has been on it before, too. That's what's funny. But yeah,
we're so close to ESPN Plus being on my TV on the patio just about every weekend. That's the best. When is there a better time of year for us to kind of enjoy our lives a little bit? Since we're, you know, like the college football season is a grind and it's incredible. Yes. But man, when it's like nice outside and it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're hanging out maybe out back. Got a little TV action going, baseball on.
You have four different games, you know, and like,
yes,
it we've got to appreciate that this isn't what it's like, what it's like everywhere else either. Yeah. It's very special to this region of the country. Like, Ole Miss baseball, is celebrating opening day, but it's not like if you went out to Stanford, you see the same kind of celebration in a show opening with this, you know what I mean? So like, yeah, embracing that this very unique Southern culture of a sport is back is really fun. And again, if Mike Bianco had just done the Mike Bianco and had winning seasons and gone to the tournament, man, but he had to add the extra pressure with back-to-back losing seasons. So there's so much on this year.
Yeah.
You know, they have to bounce back. They have to be, I think they're probably a 2 seed somewhere in the postseason, but will that be enough? Yes. Just get back to the postseason. But this is again, a program that the gripe was they always get to regionals and super regionals. Yeah. They can just never get to Omaha. And then they got to Omaha as the last team in 2022, won 10 of their 11 postseason games, and became national champions for the first time ever. And that's all Ole Miss wanted. And then the one thing you couldn't do, just absolutely crap the bed, is what Ole Miss did for 2 years. So this is a huge year. I mean, not just for Mike, but for Hunter and his profession. I mean, this was a guy that was going to be a top 3-round guy before he got hurt. You know, I mean, this is important for so many different guys.
The national championship like reset those expectations. Like Lane Kiffin and his staff have reset expectations. Like Chris Beard's on his way to resetting those expectations. You know, now if Ole Miss dips below a 10-win season, you're like, oh man, what's going on? Like, so, and hey, that's a good thing. It's a good problem to have. But what Mike Bianco and his staff are looking to avoid is that losing season and get back to postseason. They also play Texas Saturday, 7 p.m. Central. That'll be a lively one, I would say, out there in Arlington. And then Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Central, they take on Clemson. So, look, we'll have a lot to dive into after the weekend is over on baseball. But before we move on to the Rebels having double-digit NFL combine reps, do want to remind you guys that we're also presented by our friends at StatusJet. StatusJet.com. Go there today. Take a look at your options here. Spring break's coming. You could organize a family trip. You could organize a bunch of buddies to get out for a weekend trip for one of these SEC baseball series that's coming up. Guess what? If you book with StatusJet and mention Ole Miss Spirit, you get a discount on a round-trip flight. It's a great way to travel. It's obviously something I'd love to do, but look, we'll take them sponsoring the pod and just keep working our way towards that lifestyle. But yeah, reach out to StatusJet today. They'll take care of our Rebel fans that are proud supporters and listeners of the Ole Miss Spirit Talk of Champions. Ben, have you seen in your time 11 Rebels getting NFL Combine invites and having guys that you still could have sat there and said, well, that, you know, Caden Prescorn could have had a case, could add some other guys in there. But 11, what a busy week in Indy they'll have.
All I can think, and I'm sorry, but every time stuff like this happens, Jackson Dart and his momentum for being a top 2-3 rounder in the draft because of how impressive he's been. Walter Nolan terrorizing the Senior Bowl, now included in Mel Kiper's top 10 as far as picks for the NFL draft. You know where I'm going with this. Almost lost three games. Program record. Stop. Program record. 11 at the combine. 11. Oh. And again, you're absolutely right. Ole Miss arguably should have had more, right? Yeah. But 11, you don't complain after a program record 11. And I was looking at the list and I'm trying to think who it really matters to the most. Princely Umon Mielen has been getting first round grades from a bunch of different teams. If he can go out there and have a good show, and I think it solidifies his spot. Injury has been the biggest concern for Princely. Jared Ivey, my guy. Jared is getting some first round consideration as well. He was included in a first round mock by CBS. Does a lot of things really, really well. And I think Jared's going to go and absolutely tear it up at the combine. That's made for Jared Ivey. As far as what he's going to run, how quick his first steps are going to be. The only thing is, I wonder what he's going to do as far as bench. But other than that, you know, I think Jared's going to be one of those guys that tests really well. But you know, with Princely and Walter Nolan and Jared, those guys, they're going to test well. They're not going to hurt their stock unless something happens. But Trey Amos got banged up when he went to the Senior Bowl and actually had to leave the Senior Bowl early, while guys like Princely and Walter Nolan stayed the whole week and improved their stock. Chris Poupaul was great at the Shrine Bowl, but Trey needs to have a good week. I mean, Trey was one of the surefire or obvious, we thought, first round picks for Ole Miss. Certainly Walter Nolan, but Trey was right there, right when he declared back in November, December. He was already included in first round mocks at the end, but to be banged up in the Senior Bowl, that's a concern for teams probably. So for him, it's really important that he has a big week. And I'm going to be honest with you, man. Trey Amos, he doesn't get enough credit for how dominant he was for Ole Miss last year. One year, one and done like so many other of these Rebels, and he was an island. I mean, unto himself. No one threw at him. He dominated boundary snaps. He was that shutdown corner that Ole Miss desperately needed. The field corner was an experiment. Jaden Kennedy settled in there. He's now at Oregon after transferring. Trey Amos didn't need anybody. There was no debate. One side was blanketed by Trey Amos, but this week or coming up with the NFL Combine, February 24th through March 2nd at Lucas Oil, he needs to have a good week, only because we know what he is, but is he healthy? And then the other guy, Ulysses Bentley.
I knew it was coming.
Now, listen, I wanted to say Jackson Dart, but Jackson's, you know, keep doing your thing, young man. You're testing well. Yeah, you're doing your thing. But Ulysses, it was a year-long thing, Billy. It was a year-long discussion because Ole Miss couldn't run the ball, but they weren't utilizing the highest graded returning running back in the SEC, according to Pro Football Focus and Ulysses Bentley. And when they finally did, he did what he always does, breaks long runs against LSU, against Mississippi State. The Mississippi State game, the Egg Bowl, was horrible. Ulysses Bentley made it tolerable. But he is a step slower than he used to be. I wanted that to be very clear. Lane Kiffin, when I went into his office and we sat there and we talked about it, he just said, look, man, it's purely a performance thing. And if you go out there and watch him, it's just he's not quite what he was. So now that you but then you see him in the games and he does what he does. So can he go to the combine then? Can he run a 40 like you expect Ulysses Bentley to run a 40? Can he put up those numbers, show that change of direction in you know, that maybe was hampered a little bit by the turf toe that he suffered in the spring? And will he be someone that can make enough of a case that he gets onto a roster somewhere? I mean, drafted, I don't think he's going into this probably as an undrafted guy.
For sure.
This is incredibly important for him, but also on the backdrop of, you know, what happened this year. So I'm sorry, Ole Miss fans. I'm sorry. But like every time this stuff happens,
it hurts.
All I think is three. You lost to a real estate salesman in Kentucky. You know, Vandegrift retired. He said, I'm just not good at football anymore. That team beat you. Yes, two freak plays. Florida was just 11, Billy. They have a program record 11 going to the combine. Like, that's where I want to go next for Alive. I want to go sit there and talk to Jared and talk to Walter Nolan, who says he's the next Aaron Donald. And guess what? I believe him. You know? Like, watch Aaron Donald and Walter Nolan, both a little undersized, but how dominant they are. Walter Nolan's going to be an absolute freak monster in the NFL. I'm completely on board with him as a top 10 pick. You look at the top 10 picks in this draft, Abdul Carter's a no-doubter. The quarterbacks are getting shine because they're quarterbacks. Walter Nolan, you'd be hard-pressed to find another non-premium position like that, like quarterback that is going to be overvalued. Find a better player for what he does than Walter Nolan. He's going to absolutely destroy the NFL.
Having watched Abdul Carter up close and personal, I mean, that type of dominance, I think, is getting a little bit more, I mean, obviously, like, respected in the NFL, but Walter Nolan at that premium defensive tackle position, what he was able to do this year in the SEC, just absolutely embarrassing people on the offensive line. That's what teams look for. And you know, it's hard to go out and get them. You need to homegrow them. And that goes for getting them out of the high school ranks in college, too. But you find a guy like Walter Nolan who turned up like he did this year, NFL teams, I think, are going to respect that. And they're starting to not as much care if they're 6'5", 6'6", guys in the middle. It's just not a big deal anymore.
Saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors, with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Stay warm and save every day, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. And we've lowered prices. You can save 15% or more on hundreds of items like Thomas Mini Bagels, Campbell's SpaghettiOs, and more. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dominance is dominance is dominance, period. Yep. And there is no better player in short space in this draft class than Walter Nolan. He's incredibly explosive with his first step. He is unblockable. And, yeah, he's only 6'1", but it doesn't matter. Aaron Donald was only like 6'1". He's a Hall of Famer. So that's where the comparison, he made it himself. Walter did at the Senior Bowl. He said, I'm the next Aaron Donald. And, again, I believe him. Because if you watch the tape, as you watched a little bit there, there was no more dominant player for Ole Miss. And Princely Umanmielen led them in sacks. Jared Ivey played three different positions and played them all at an elite level. These are not the guys you look at for the combine and setting a program record with 11 and go, oh, I wonder if they're going to test well. Of course they're going to test well. Jackson Dart is going to test amazingly against air throwing the ball. Of course he is. There's a reason why Jackson has shot up boards ever since this process started, because if you look at the class, why would you go spend that kind of draft capital on Shedeur Sanders when Jackson Dart might be there, or will be there maybe at the top second end round. Of the second round?
Yeah.
That's the value is better. And no one is going to test better on air than Jackson Dart.
You know who I think Jackson is this draft class? I think he's very similar to Bo Nix. Like that of like, you know, competitiveness, you know, he's just wired right. He can come in and do all the things that an NFL franchise wants out of a franchise quarterback in terms of preparation, in terms of leadership, in terms of how he approaches everything off the field, in the community. I mean, I just think he's slept on because he probably – I mean, you could probably knock him a little bit for like he's not going to throw it 80 yards, but like that's it. That's kind of what Bo Nix was. I felt like,
yeah, so, and he's a more accurate Bo
as Nick. as he drops dimes on the
he drops dimes. Now, yeah. Granted,
I was like 40 yards, but still,
that's Georgia State Georgia State, but still, yeah. I mean, placement is placement. That's perfect. Yep. Exactly. He doesn't have the hugest arm. But he's accurate, and he's gotten better with his deep ball accuracy, which was the knock on him. And I think how well he threw the ball with deep ball accuracy against Duke in the Gator Bowl is really what kind of set this off, because the draft class isn't great. It's not. Shedeur Sanders doesn't jump off the screen like – I mean, Jackson Dart doesn't necessarily jump off the screen, but he does enough that jumps off that you go, man, why am I buying in on the upside of Shedeur? I think Cam Ward's more of a safe thing, but is Cam Ward all that much better, if better at all, than Jackson Dart? When you really consider the draft capital you're probably going to have to use for Cam Ward.
100%.
This feels a lot like the EJ Manuel draft class when he went like 17th as the first quarterback. That would make more sense to me than Cam Ward going third to the Giants. Like the Giants would be smarter to take their draft capital, go get a Matthew Stafford, or just wait. Sign a veteran for a smaller deal like a Sam Darnold who could win you some games and draft Jackson in the second. So where you can get him and comparatively with the talent of the guys at the upper end of the class, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, Jackson is only getting more and more appealing to NFL teams the closer you get. So that's what I'm looking for with the NFL Combine. I was surprised that a few didn't make it in. Specifically, you brought him up, Caden Prescorn. But again, you can't complain when you get 11, a program record 11. And I'll be honest with you, Juice Wells get invited. I'm happy for him. His Ole Miss season was up and down. Against Duke, they finally played him and utilized him in a way that was more in line with what we thought they were going to do, which was slot and in space instead of being an outside wide receiver. So that's frustrating. But, yeah, all of these guys are going to test well and do well for the NFL Combine. But there are a few, like Ulysses Bentley, that could really benefit from just going out there and showcasing the speed. Like if Ulysses goes and runs a 4.4, that's not going to do a lot for him. Like a 4.42 is so fast. But like Ulysses Bentley, there was a time when you thought of him in the sub 4.4s.
Yeah, when he first got to SMU, he was rolling.
Yeah, you covered him at SMU. You know what I'm talking about. Like Ulysses, there was a time when he was burner. You know, like he's the true burner. And that step slow from the turf toe really is what's been held against him, both in his playing time last year under Kiffin and then for the NFL draft. I mean, I was surprised that he got a combine invite. I really was. Shiloh Sanders didn't get a combine invite. And I mean, that just goes to show you there is some intrigue and there is some potential, it's not a word, but climbability for Ulysses Bentley in the draft.
Yeah, and I mean, when he's been healthy, he's been able to do all the things that, you know, you want a running back to do. I mean, catch the ball, he can make people miss, he can be
when
kind
he's
of
healthy. When he's yeah, himself.
He's kind of, reminds me a little bit of Chris Thompson, who I spent some time around with the Redskins, and he was just that perfect, like, third down back. Just come in, catch passes, you know, make guys miss, pick up 8 yards, pick up a first down, and move on, and then
Chris
come right
Thompson
out of the game.
Was the best bye week fill-in for fantasy football guy for like 2 years.
Yes. Oh, great dude too. Great dude. But I'm really intrigued to see who makes the climb up at Indy later this month. And we'll have your coverage of that. You know, that's one of the best weeks where the NFL Network's just rolling like 7-7, you know, however late into the night you want to go watching combine breakdowns, that is what they'll bring to the table.
I'm telling you, I want to, like, if anybody wants to loan me a camper, I will go find, I'll get a parking spot at Lucas Oil Stadium. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'll walk Jared on the bus. I'll walk Walter Nolan on the bus, put Riverland on it. Billy and them will come with me, you know, and we'll go live with every single one of those dudes, because it's an historic thing. Just like in 2016 when almost had three first rounders. It's an historic thing. Now, hopefully there won't be a derailment like there was in the 2016 draft with the Laramie pictures. But Laramie is now the best offensive tackle in football. I mean, he's paid like he deserved it. Everybody knew it. And the things we used to care about back then, we don't care about anymore. So I'm so excited for all these potential NFL Rebels getting their opportunity, for the Rebels that in the NFL that are doing what we thought they would. Laramie being the highest paid, dominating as the left tackle for the Texans. A.J. Brown just won a national championship, just won a Super Bowl title with the Philadelphia Eagles. D.K. Metcalf, one of the very best. There's so much to like about what Ole Miss is from top to bottom, and that top being, you know, the highest level being represented with some of your best players. Ole Miss, this is like the golden age of Ole Miss in the NFL in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and speaking of a golden age, you too can begin the golden age of your life with our friends at My Perfect Franchise. And this is a great time to bring up My Perfect Franchise because Andy Ludeke and his team can help you find a franchise that fits your financial needs, your time commitment, whether you want to leave your corporate job and pursue the American dream, or whether you want to just diversify and leave a legacy for your kids or your family. He can help you find that perfect franchise. He's a franchise consultant. His services are 100% free. But here's the big thing. Andy Ludeke has been doing this for a long time. He's sponsored a lot of On3 sites. And this year, he is now offering up a contribution to your program's baseball NIL collective when you agree.
What?
Yes. When you agree to do a franchise, he will contribute to that collective. He said between $500,000, depending on how much the franchise agreement is, that's what he'll contribute. So Ole Miss fans, just give him a call. Again, services are free. His number is 404-973-9901, or you can email him at Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net. Pretty good deal there.
Yeah.
The Rebels.
I mean, first of all, it is intimidating to go out into business on your own.
Yeah.
All right. I get it. But you're telling me it comes with the benefit of maybe buying Ole Miss or helping contribute to Ole Miss buying like an Eric Singleton who got like $1.7 million at Auburn. I'm just saying that's pretty good. It's a pretty good deal. Every little bit counts, man. Every little bit. Right?
Perfect.
And again, Riverland Roofing, my friends, the little house up top, my friends at Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. They can't all do it themselves, right?
Yes.
They can't all do it themselves. So, yeah, hook it up. My Perfect Franchise with a donation. Let's go.
It's time now to kind of segue that NIL conversation into some recruiting tidbits, a little recruiting corner for you guys. Ben, I don't know about you, but it seems like official visits are a lifetime away. But no, they are most certainly coming quickly, whether it be April, whether it be May, whether it be June. These prospects are setting them earlier and earlier, and it's crazy to think about. But one prospect who's a hot name for Ole Miss right now, and our own Chad Simmons just had an update on him, is Cortez Redding. He's out of Jonesboro, Georgia, and of course Ole Miss has been recruiting really hard in that area. Just overall, the staff was all over the place during the January evaluation and contact period. And he said Ole Miss is a school that he'll take an official visit to. Coach Kiffin, Coach Wes Neighbors, they've been open with him, and they want to bring him in for a visit. And he wants to pay them that respect of going out and checking out Oxford. NC State's also heavily involved here as well, but it is Ole Miss that is one of the schools that he's going to get an official visit on the books at some point. So that's a good sign. Anytime you can bring in a four-star prospect, a blue chipper, that is a good thing. And Ben, one of the big storylines for me in this 2026 class, man, just continue to feel old, is how they do recruiting the offensive line. And there's some great in-state names, you know, that they've got on their radar, like Bryson Cooley and others that they're after. But one guy that just included Ole Miss in his top schools is Felix Ojo, who's right down the street, really, from where Ole Miss is opening up this weekend for baseball. And he's a top 50 overall prospect. He's a top 10 offensive tackle, and the Rebels are among his top schools. Now, I can tell you, they have a little bit of work to do in this one. He is unsure if he's going to be able to fit in an official visit, with Texas, Michigan, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Florida, Georgia, and Oklahoma also pressing for him. But I will be seeing him on Sunday, as I'll actually wrap up my weekend at the Under Armour Dallas camp, which is at Melissa High School. If you guys haven't, check out Melissa High School's new football stadium. It's, I mean, let's just say it makes some FCS colleges look small, but that is Texas high school football for you. And another big visitor to keep an eye on out of Buford, Georgia. Buford's been good to Ole Miss, and this is Bryce Perry Wright. Randall Joyner has done a terrific job of recruiting defensive linemen for Ole Miss and putting them in position with some of the top prospects in the country. One of them is Bryce Perry Wright. He was just at the Under Armour Atlanta camp last weekend, which kicked off the Under Armour run. He wants a decision before his senior season, and he plans to get over for the Grove Bowl in April. So good opportunity for Ole Miss to have some fun with him, keep it light, and then see if they can get an official visit out of him. He's got other visits to Auburn, Clemson, Georgia, Texas, Texas A&M on the books. But if you're looking for kind of a comp, he is just on the edge of being a top 50 prospect nationally, but he's only 6'2", 255 pounds, at least what he was listed as. I think the verified measurements will come in here soon, but kind of a Walter Nolan light in that height and weight range there coming out of Buford. So some recruiting notes to pass along here as we kind of cap the episode.
From On Three, anonymous SEC personnel staffer held our at Pete Nakos. Auburn, Michigan, Ole Miss, Texas, and Texas Tech spent the most money on their transfer portal class. And he quoted this anonymous staffer saying, in theory, Tech, meaning Texas Tech, messed up the market for everybody. He didn't say messed.
Yeah.
First of all, Ole Miss being included in this Ole Miss will always be included in this as long as they're operating at their peak. That their entire focus is really building out their roster every single year with transfers. They've got the number two transfer class in the country this year. They finished top three every single year that the transfer portal has been in existence. Lane Kiffin was out in front of the transfer portal when he was going to get Canadians like Tavius Robinson, like Dean Leonard back in COVID. This is all. So it's not any news to me that Ole Miss is included in this. It would have been news to me had Ole Miss not been included in this. It would have been news to me had Ole Miss not doled out as much money because of the commitment they've made to this. And you look at what their roster is for 2025. There's a lot of homegrown talent. Yes, Austin Simmons leads that. But where they're filling out their most important spots, DeJon Stripling, Traylon Ray, they're into all their wide receivers except for Caden Lee are transfers. Offensive line, they're going to have at least one starter in Patrick Kudus that is a transfer, if not more. Like, for example, if P.J. Wilkins from Charlotte can step in and push one of Diego Pounds or Jaden Williams if Jaden Williams isn't healthy. Point is, Ole Miss being involved in this, whatever. I thought the funny part was Texas Tech because, yeah, Texas Tech swung big this year, man. This portal cycle, and the second window is opening up in April for 10 days, but it's closed right now. Texas Tech, they weren't playing games, man. And they were slinging some money around. I didn't know Texas Tech had, to be honest with you.
Well, they slung some money around. They actually kind of came into a new billionaire. I mean, it's pretty wild. I forget his name, but it can change. I mean, it can change your program's transfer portal hall when you get lucky like that, when somebody has an obscene amount of money they want to spend. And that's what happened with Tech. They fit this in before the house settlement, the revenue sharing, all that stuff kind of takes over, kind of like a last minute burst of the last unofficial NIL that teams and colleges can spend. That is what Texas Tech did. So kudos to them for doing
good
that.
Good for them, man. Like everybody, if everybody could just find their one billionaire, you know, if Ole Miss could just find his one billionaire, buddy, Arch Manning will be in the transfer portal tomorrow. No, I'm playing. Ole Miss loves Austin Simmons. That was a joke. But it is funny to like listen to you talk about high school prospects. And I've talked about this with a number of other people when I've done recruiting for Talk of Champions. Powered, as always, by Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. I've always said that it's hard to – like, recruit high school recruiting isn't the same attention grabbing thing as it used to be. You and I've talked about this before, to where Deuce Knight, for example, goes to Auburn when Ole Miss recruited the hell out of him, and Ole Miss fans are like, eh, we'll get him in the portal in a year. You know, if Arch flames out of Texas, we'll get him in the portal in a year. It's just, it's a different thing, but it is interesting to see. Like, so yes, you're paying attention to high school recruiting because Ole Miss has done a better job of bringing along homegrown talent. Xavier Harris is returning as a starter. Son Taryn Perkins, Jam Brown, Austin Simmons stepping in. Caden Lee is homegrown. There is homegrown talent. But this right here, yeah, the only thing that was surprising was Texas Tech at number one, but I forgot they got a billionaire. If there's an Ole Miss billionaire out there and you really were just wanting to keep the Manning name at Ole Miss, well, show up. No, Austin Simmons, they love him.
And look, I mean, we need more of the non-billionaires. I'm sure I would hope we have one on the site at least, but.
I would hope so.
But I would just hope one.
Here's the thing. One. Here's the thing, Billy. You know it's such a screwed up system when Ole Miss is number two. It doesn't have a billionaire. These are coming from like $200 donations from third grade teachers in Amory, right? It needs to be celebrated that Ole Miss has come together and really committed to this, because it's not like Ole Miss has buckets and buckets of buku cash just getting dumped on it by a billionaire. You know, I wish it were that easy, Billy. It would be so much better if Ole Miss had a billionaire rather than have to ask Miss Smith over at so-and-so, you know, at Picayune, hey, can we get 10 bucks to go try to buy Dijon Stripling?
Hey, that's why, though.
Use Texas Tech is all I'm saying.
Head to Ole Miss Spirit and join for $1 every week for your entire year. That's for your first year. So 52 weeks, $52. That's the new deal. Pretty incredible stuff for you guys. So, look, Ben, this has been a blast. Our first live show together, knocked out. Head to ohmspirit.com, affiliate of On3 for more coverage. Ole Miss baseball gets going at 3 o'clock. I'll be over at Texas Live around 12-ish to hang out with some of our subscribers on the message board. So head over there, introduce yourself. We'll be on the message board. I'll let you know where exactly at Revolver Brewery we're at. But looking forward to that. Ben, you got any other plans this weekend?
I'm taking my beautiful wife of 15 years. It's Valentine's Day. I got one quick question.
I mean, you know.
I got one quick question, okay?
Oh, boy.
Tell me if I screwed up, all right? Yep. I've been with my beautiful wife for a long time. Again, 15 years married, love her to death, love her more today than I did on day one. God has been good. All right. Her birthday is February 12th. All right. Okay. I decorated with birthday decorations. Okay. And I bought her some wine, which I thought was a good gift, but I didn't have something for her to unwrap on her birthday.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I could tell this bothered her, Billy.
Oh, no.
So before we go for dinner that night, and again, you got to remember, I took her lunch at school, you know, took her a spud from the warehouse, but I thought that was a gift, but it wasn't wrapped, Billy. The wine, her favorite wine over New Albany Wine and Spirits, but it wasn't wrapped, Billy.
Okay. True. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So I ran before the dinner to go buy her some really costly earrings with money I don't have, right? And she was so happy. Was I wrong for not having her something to unwrap? Did I mess that up? Am I so lacking riz now that I didn't even think that people want to open up a birthday present on their birthday?
I mean,
I'm crazy for Valentine's. Flowers, chocolate, big cards.
Yep.
Because I'm on tilt.
I was kind of wondering if, I mean, is Valentine's birthday not thrown together?
I thought I knew her.
Like, that's where we went out for Valentine's last year, and we kind of accidentally ended up. This was our last Valentine's before Jack came along.
Oh,
and we ended up at the prefix menu, and we were like, oh, crap, that's right. This is why we don't do Valentine's. And Valentine's, we bet on Valentine's Day.
Manufactured holiday.
Yes.
I show my love every day, but apparently because I don't wrap it, I don't get to credit. That's all I'm saying.
I know. But a bottle of wine, like, I mean.
Two bottles.
Oh, two bottles. Yeah,
of her favorite.
Yeah. I don't know. I think especially with Valentine's Day right around the corner. I don't know. I think you could have gotten around, gotten away with.
I was racing home from Nashville. Remember, you know, I'm coming home from the All-3 conference.
So at least you remembered.
Exactly. Maybe I should have done. I'll tell you this though, friends, don't stop dating your wife. So from this point forward, oh, my baby's gonna have something to unwrap on her birthday.
Yeah. Well, President's Day is Monday. You got something for that?
Oh, buddy, dude. I'm going to get her a calendar with Grover Cleveland, and I'm going to wrap the heck out of it, you know, make sure it's wrapped.
I love it. I love it. Well,
yeah, that's all I'm doing. Hey, Riverland Roofing, before we leave, Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. My Perfect Franchise, Status Jet. This was fun, and now I want to do them all the time. So maybe we'll just do a morning show.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Chime in on the comments. Let us know what you thought of today's show. And as always, head to omspirit.com. Just $1 every week for a year. That's a pretty incredible deal to jump on board and talk with us all the time. For Ben Garrett, I'm Billy Umbody. We'll catch you next time. It's opening weekend for the Rebels. Thanks for listening to Talk of Champions.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.